Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm excited about this day, praise God. I thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ, what He has done for me and what He's about to do. Amen, praise God, amen. You know the Bible says the just shall live by faith. And I had given you a word in my prayer time on yesterday, amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I just give God glory, amen. I'm going to go into prayer and then I'm going to discuss that a little bit further, amen, praise God. This is Bible Study Time. This is Pastor Barbara Burks with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I am excited to be in your homes or car, wherever you are, amen, today. Amen, and I want to encourage you to look up to the hills from which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I say your help, amen, it literally comes from the Lord. God can do everything but fail. Father, we thank you. We, amen, bind up the enemy, amen, and all his cursed works, amen. We cast his works back into the abyss. Amen, and we speak that Satan's works be literally null and void this day and forevermore. We thank you for the healing, amen, deliverance, amen, testimonial ministry, amen, that people will have all over the land, because most of the time, amen, praise God, and I'm saying that literally, and all of the time, we need you in the midst of us, amen, to orchestrate your perfect and divine will. And most of the time, the enemy has us in a position where we are, amen, walking by sight, amen, and believing what our eyes tell us. And our eyes are literally lying, amen, because, amen, of what deception Satan has placed in that area. And so, God, we just want to thank you today. We want to give you all the honor and all the glory, amen, and all the praise. I ask you to add a word, amen, and a blessing, amen, to the words, amen, that come out of my mouth, amen, in Jesus' name. We thank you. We thank you, man. Man, I got to know that you are God, amen, and that you are still working in the earth realm. We give you praise today. Amen. Praise God. Excuse me. On yesterday, amen, praise God. I was going to teach about, amen, the spiritual side of us, amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because, amen, we should always live a spirit-filled life. Amen, praise God. But the Holy Spirit prompted me and told me to do a testimony. And the testimony, he told me about 3 days ago to testify about his God's goodness. Amen. Praise God. And I went on and I praised God and I said, yeah, I said, that is a testimony. I will obey the Holy Spirit. Then it came in. Hallelujah. God stepped in on, praise God, day before yesterday. Well, that morning, literally. And he brought in a deliverance in 1 hour's time. And as I was literally in that prayer time, amen, I was literally hearing what the demons were saying, amen. And I heard a demon say, she has overcome. And so I want to tell you and give you a clarity on what I had overcome, amen, and what, amen, the enemy was trying to do. He was literally, the enemy tried to yoke you up with all kind of issues with your physical body, amen. I have been sick in my body, amen, for so many days. And when I moved back, when I relocated, it seemed like it got worse. I had so much spiritual warfare when I came into this place, amen, this city, amen. And I just wondered, Lord, why you bring me here? Why would I have to come, amen, back this way? But God told me there's a deliverance and a healing in what he had set forth in my ministry, and people needed to be delivered. So I had to come back, amen, to this place. Amen, praise God. I'm not in the same area that I lived in, but Amen. I'm now in just a few minutes away from Houston, amen, and I will be relocating there, amen, in a few days, amen. So anyway, as I was going through so much, and I said, Lord, amen, but I kept the faith. And then God, amen, gave me the word, amen, praise God, amen, this morning about my faith. My faith is to overcome. Amen. Praise God. My faith brought me, amen, to overcome, because what I believe God was able to do, he did it. I mean, he did it. It's already done. All I'm doing is walking in it. Amen. And some of us give up hope, and we faint along the way, and we don't walk in the faith, amen, that overcoming faith, amen, so that we can go to the next dimension or the next level. But I want to tell you today, even though we go, praise God, God has already paved the way. Even though we are going in the direction that God has orchestrated and ordained for our life, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So I praise God, for the Bible said in 1 John 5, amen, I'm gonna go all the way from the first verse, amen. And it said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, I believe that Jesus is the Christ over 27 years ago. Amen. Praise God. During the process of that time, Satan literally tried to steal my belief. Amen. But I kept on believing. When he had did so much to me, I still kept on believing, and I kept that hope alive. And it literally said, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is a child of God. Amen. And I'm reading from, amen, praise God, a Bible that was given to me over 20, amen, something years ago. Amen. And it has 26 translations, and it's of the New Testament. Amen. And a great man, amen, amen, from Baytown, Texas, Bill McKnight, Pastor Bill McKnight, is his signature Bible. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so I'm reading from this Bible, amen, and I'm reading the original King James Version and then the translation. And then it said, everyone that literally loveth him that beget, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we are God's children. Amen. And because of, amen, we believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. And being born, amen, of God. Amen. It literally shows, amen, that we love him as much as, that literally should be as much as he love us. For by this we know that the love of the children, amen, of God, amen, when we love God and keep his commandments, amen, during all the time that I suffered and went through, I never intentionally broke his commandments. And if I did, amen, and I was cognitive of it, amen, I would always repent and go in prayer. Praise God. So the enemy knew that I wasn't going to sin against God in various and all aspects, amen, of the area that I was walking in and is still walking in. So he tried to bring in deception, amen, with my soul and my spirit realm, and he began to work on it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But God let me know as he worked on it, amen, to try to cause me to lose love for God and to lose focus for God. God would strengthen me in every weak area, amen, that the enemy was trying to weaken me in. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, and his commandments are not grievous. Amen. Praise God. They're not burdensome. They're not irksome. They're not hard to keep. Amen. Praise God. A lot of people go around and say, I just got to go back to that crack. I can't stop. Amen. Even though God delivered me, I'm going to tell you, you can. A prostitute don't have to prostitute. Amen. A crack dealer don't have to sell crack. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For the Bible say, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And that's when the demons say, she done overcome. And then they was talking about, you know, trying to fight to get
me where they could put me back in a bondage state. Amen. Praise God. And keep have me all the time worried and sad and all the time sick and all those things that they had put on my physical body and in my mind so that I could suffer in my body. But the Bible let me know, whosoever that is born of God has overcome it, the world. I've overcome. That's why they were saying that. And because of all this, amen, that is begotten of God, amen. It literally say, because all that has received the new life from God conquered the world. That means I don't have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, amen, nor the pride of life. Amen. Praise God. There was a great preacher named Lester Sumrall, and one of the things he said, for those that are in ministry, amen, and those that are in the lay people, he said that three things that you have to master. You have to master your mind, amen. You cannot let your mind cause you to sin against God, amen, because, amen, it will literally do it. The seat of the emotions, amen. Your heart, amen. The Bible speaks about your heart being evil, and it's going to think all kind of evil thoughts and do all kind of stuff to literally cause you to fall. Amen. Well, those thoughts are negative thoughts, and they're coming from Satan. Amen. The thought pattern, amen. And it said cast down imaginations and every hot thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought, amen, to the obedience of Christ. Every thought, amen, that comes into your mind, into your heart, amen, in your seat of your emotions, your will, your desires, amen, your conscience, amen, it's got to be made subject to Jesus Christ, because he's the only one can dispel it. Amen. He's the only one can cast it out. Amen. You got to cast down those imaginations. Put them in Jesus' hands. That's why you notice when Jesus died up on the cross, amen, all during the process of his persecution and his suffering, he never thought anything that would alter the course of his life. We're so busy, amen, keeping our focus on what we see with the natural eye and all the lies that Satan, amen, brings to us, until we take our focus off of Jesus Christ and begin to put our focus on the issues, and the issues cannot come to life, not unless you bring them to life. Amen. That's why he said you've got to hurry up and say, I don't receive that. That's not mine. Those are lies. I don't receive it, because Satan is literally trying to keep that mind in bondage, those thoughts, amen, amen, in bondage, so that, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus, you can believe a lie rather than the truth. So the Bible went on and said, and that's 1 John chapter 5, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, that's the key word that I want to speak, amen, about. Amen. The devil was saying, she's overcome, amen. And what they were saying was, my faith, amen, brought me victory, amen. And I overcame Satan's lies, his deception, the sickness that was in my body, amen, the mind torment, amen, where the enemy would come all the time with lies. You ain't gonna make it, you this and you that. All the suffering that I had, amen, the heart attacks that I had, all of these things was in Satan's, amen, entrapment in order to try to overthrow God. But I overcame, amen, and got the victory, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, over the world issues, over the problems and the things that were occurring in my life and my ministry by faith. I have always believed God. I have always accepted God as his word. Even when the enemy came in and tried to cause me to believe other things, I would always go back to the word. I said, well, you know, I remember what God said. God said, I am the head and not the tail. God said, I'm above and not beneath. God said, I am a royal priesthood and a holy nation. God said, I will have increase. I will multiply and increase. God said, I will have revenue. God said, my children will be saved. God said, they're already saved. And so I would, amen, depend upon the faith, knowing that, amen, it had and it carried victory in my life. And it said, who is he that overcometh the world? And it said, for who is victory over the world? Amen. And then it says again in another translation, who is the world's conqueror? Amen. It said, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believed it from the very first time I got saved. It could not be taken out of my soul. It could not be taken out of my heart. Amen. Praise God. And every time Satan would hit me, cause me to be buffeted, cause evil to be in my presence, like Paul said, when he tried to do good, evil was always present. I would always revert back to Jesus is Lord. Jesus is my God. Jesus is the one that died for me. Jesus is the one that shed his blood, making an atonement for my soul. The word is real. The word is what I need. And in my weakest moments, amen, when I couldn't read the word for 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 days because the enemy was just constantly lying, you ain't going to be this. You won't never be happy. I'm going to keep you from being happy. I couldn't read the word, but I remember what Psalms 119 said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. That word would rise up, amen. That overcoming faith would rise up, amen, and begin to work for me for the good, amen, that God had concerning my livelihood. So I overcame, amen. I got the victory, amen, over 16 years of suffering, amen, over 16 years heart attacks, problems with my children. Amen. My God, family rejection, all of these things that had come upon me could not resonate. They could not reside because the greater one on the inside, amen, would perform what God had told him to perform concerning my life. The Holy Ghost has sustained me for over 27 years. That was my meat. That was my bread. That was, amen, my truth. I walked in him, I believed in him, I fell in love with him. I began to, amen, admire him. I began to, amen, love God's word. I mean, I would lay down for hours and hours, amen. I would read the Bible, amen, 3 and 4 times, entire Bible 3 and 4 times a year. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Entire Bible, amen, sometimes 5 and 6 times a year. That's how much I was just eating and eating the word. Amen, and God caused life, amen, where it would look like a dead situation. God caused life in my body because he fed me as a baby. And when you feed the baby the substance that it needs, amen, from the mother's breast, amen, that's what nurtures the baby and causes the bones and, man, the marrow and all the blood cells, the lungs and the liver, all of that to grow because it has a special ingredient in it than what you get from Similac and all of these various other things, all of these things that had entities in it, all these things that had inclusions in it. God don't have no inclusion. He don't need nobody to stand before him and say this and that. God can speak for himself. And once he speak and he choose you, amen, the Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. Once you are chosen, that's it. That's it. I mean, God will fight for you. He'll do everything he can for you, and he'll continually, I mean, day and night, week and months and years. I don't care how many times the enemy attacks, he'll continue to stand up for you. Oh, yeah, she made a mistake, but that's mine. Amen. I'm going to chastise him. I'm going to chastise him or her because that's going to teach them not to do it again, but she's mine. He's mine. So by this faith, this overcoming faith, it overwhelmed, it outtook, it outran, amen, Satan. It beat and defeated Satan on every hand of my life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the Bible says, if you have faith as a size, amen, and of the grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to your mountain. I would always speak to my mountain. Come on now. But I had to wait on the manifestation. Sometimes manifestation come overnight. Sometimes manifestation takes years. Job stayed, amen, in bondage with Satan for 6 long years. Don't let nobody tell you it was an overnight thing. Don't let nobody tell you that, amen, his children got killed overnight, amen, and the cattle got stole overnight, amen. All this was a process that Satan had planned, and he had to devise his schemes and his strategies in order to go in and attack Job, amen, to try to hit the weakest point of Job's life. Sometimes we have weak points. Amen. And they're so weak, amen, because Satan is orchestrating and he's keep on hitting. You keep on digging into a wound, amen, that's trying to heal. And every time you open it up, it gets worse and worse. And all of a sudden, infection get in it. And all of a sudden, there you are, amen, the state is worse than what it was at the beginning because it kept on being punctured. It kept on being hit on. It kept on being dug into. That's the way Satan does with the saints. He'll keep on hitting on the same matter, the same issues, over and over and over again until he weakens you to the point that you're not in no way caring. Amen. He'll take that caring position away from you, that you don't care what happened to you no more, that you don't care as long as that, you know, whatever. But God want to let you know, just like Job, amen, God allowed Satan to come in and touch Job. Job suffered, amen, amen, boils all over his body. He would have to take the dirt, amen, and the clay pots to try to scratch, amen, because they had become so irritated and so infected, amen. And balls are not easily removed because they set up, amen, a hard core on the inside. And Job was trying to puncture those and get that infection out. But to no, amen, avail could he stop, amen, what was going on in his life. He had to go through it. You got to go through, saints. You got to go through something. You got to carry a cross, saints. You're going to have to feel the penetration of something that's causing you to hurt every day for a process of time. But when the process of time, amen, ended, amen, and Job's friends, amen, had talked about him, and they made all kind of statements that he must have not been with God, and God, surely God, if you would have been this great man, if you would have been this minister that sat at the gate that ministered to the people, you see, Job was a preacher. Amen. And one of the things that he did, he sat at the entrance of the gate. Ministers sit at the entrance of a congregation, of a church, amen, of their ministry, in order to speak a word before the people get in the congregation, a word of encouragement, so that when they get in the congregation, all of the shackles will be left on the outside. That's how you can praise and worship. That's how you can admonish and adore God, amen, and lift him up. That's how you can hear the word, because everything that you were born with, Job, amen, hallelujah, would get them delivered before they entered into the gate. Then when they would enter the gates, amen, they wouldn't go to the whole houses. They wouldn't go, amen, to the crack houses. They wouldn't go to those that sold and stole and did everything, but they would literally go to the synagogue, to the temple, amen, because Job had already spoke a word in season.
Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to hear this today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to understand that God is moving for them right now. And all they have to do is just wait on God. All Job's appointed time, he said, I'm going to wait on the Lord. That's our biggest problem. We don't want to wait on the Lord. Amen. My overcoming. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith was through the victory that God has spoken over my life even before I was formed in my mother's womb. He had already pre-tested me before I came down on earth. And he already had spoken a word in season over my body and that she would finish her course in honor even if the enemy come in and trick and deceive. And so the Bible said that Job, a man, he was tested so much he lost his children, his wife, even said you ought to curse your God and die. But Job literally told, amen, them, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait on the Lord till my change comes. Somebody need to wait today. This is an eye-opener. Hallelujah. Ain't I? Hallelujah. I'm speaking the truth. Ain't God all right today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to understand, hallelujah, that you're going through a process to be made, and God has put his mouth on you, and God all right today, and God has spoke a word in season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And told Satan, I don't care how you buffet her. I don't care how you walk over him. He gonna still keep the word of truth, the overcoming word. Amen. The victory that overcomes, that is our faith. And I don't care what nobody say. You can bring her down to the lowest degree. But God gonna pick her up and put her on a pedestal, a high degree. Amen. After she's been tried and tested. And so God told Satan, he said, one of the things that I don't want you to do is touch his soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Satan touched everything around him, but his soul stayed intact. Somebody need a soul refreshing today and a soul deliverance today, and it's coming from God. God getting ready to breathe into your nostrils the breath of life all over again. God began to show me in the word and Satan could touch everything. His friends talked about him and tried to put him down. His wife told him to curse God, but Job waited because he knew about his God. You see, Job was connected to God before God, a man, sent him down on earth. And you cannot sever the connection from the mother, from the child, from the, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. From the Father, from the Son. Once you are connected, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to God, God sent down an umbilical cord that still stays with you throughout your lifetime, and that umbilical cord begin to feed you and nourish you, amen, and your nourishment is getting from the breath of God, is getting from the breath of God, and he's feeding you, amen, with the proper nourishment, with that will tell you you got overcoming victory, you got overcoming faith, that you won't fail. I done put my mouth on you to Satan, and I done told Satan you can touch everything, but don't touch her soul. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And Job's soul stayed intact, and he did not worry about nothing, because on the inside of him, he was nourished by God. We are nourished by that umbilical cord, and that umbilical cord is the word that we read. And that umbilical cord is the word that's spoken in our souls. Amen. And so Job's soul was being nourished. Just like I was telling you about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
that was a first man in the fire, huh? That was the umbilical cord that was nourishing them, huh? Although the heat got hotter, huh? Hallelujah, and it seemed like everything around you is getting hotter, huh? But I'm telling you, huh? I have overcome, huh? I have this overcoming faith, huh? That God put on the inside of me, huh? And the umbilical cord is connected to Jesus, huh? And surely, as Jesus connected me to him, he came out of Shannamosiah. Let me go, Halio Shannamosiah. It cannot be served or cut by no midwife. It cannot be, amen, cut by no doctor. When I came out of God, I still stay connected to God. And he sent me and you down here in the earth realm, connected by the umbilical cord. This overcoming faith, this victorious faith that brings us to the next level, that carries us to the next dimension of our walk with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And nothing Satan can do can stop at all the strategies that he tries. He still walk around confused. He's still saying, I can't touch Barbara. Everything that she does, even though I try to make her fall, she's still standing up even more in her weak state and still saying, God is able to keep me from falling and prevent me falling because the word is resonating in my soul. I'm connected to God, and God keep on reminding me that the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. It's not a sight thing. I'm not looking at what's going on in my body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't God all right today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to wait on the Lord till my chain trauma. And the Bible let me know this is the faith that we believe that, amen, Jesus Christ is born of God. And if Jesus Christ is born of God, then he's connected to the umbilical cord that leads up to the Father that nourishes him from day to day. That's why he said in the earth realm, I didn't come to be a king. I'm already a king. I got my kingdom. My kingdom, amen, is in heaven. And then he went on to say, my will is to do the will of my Father. And then he went on to say, my meat and the Oshana Mosiah is to do the will. That umbilical cord was feeding him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The milk that he needed. And then when he got old enough and graduated off of milk, sometimes you see your mother, she would go in and chew a piece of meat. Hallelujah. Back in the olden days, that would happen. I don't know if you're still doing it today, but she chewed that meat fine and she'd give it to that baby. My God, amen. That means he was developing and getting strong and coming off of the milk and going on to the meat. God want to take some passes to the meat, but they still want to hold on to the milk. It's time for you to walk in faith and not by sight and not by what you feel and not by what the devil is telling you. God's going to talk to you all day long, giving you lies, showing you images, showing you, amen, dreams. But God said, don't look at what you're looking at, but keep your eyes on the star post of glory. You see, I can't put this word down. That's my meat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm drinking Jesus' blood, and I'm eating his body because it sustains me. The word sustains you in difficult situations. If you truly love God and you believe God, you have the victory through that overcoming faith that Jesus is Lord. And I'm connected to the true vine. I'm connected to my Lord God and and Savior, and I'm ready to run despite of what Satan's trying to do. I don't care what happened in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As long as God keeps the soul intact, and that's what you got to ask God to do. Keep my soul intact. Keep my mind on you, Jesus. Keep feeding me the meat now. I'm graduated from the milk, but I'm still connected, amen, by the umbilical cord. Hallelujah, through this overcoming faith that God can do, and God has already done, and God will do in the future, and God will bring it to pass, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. If I'm going to have a mega church, I'm going to keep my focus on the mega church, but I'm going to first look at the foundation and look and see if I'm building something. Am I able to carry through? If you're able to carry through, God will then go on to the next dimension in your ministry. Oh, I praise God. He'll go on to the next level. He'll pull on every stronghold and every lie. All God wants somebody to do in the earth realm is believe that he can, believe that he shall, believe that he will, believe that he'll bring it to pass. Somebody is looking for a miracle, and I'm going to tell you like I told you earlier, I had the overcoming faith. That's why the demons were so, amen, upset. They were saying she done overcome. Well, I overcome by the faith that tells me that I will do what God told me to do when he sent me back to Texas. God don't do a thing and then drop it. He ain't afraid of nobody and nothing, and he don't have to answer to nobody. Because before him there was nobody. Amen. And after him there will not be anybody. Somebody needs to understand that God got all power in his hand. Ain't he all right today? Ain't he all right today? Ain't he all right? My God, my God. So I'm telling you today, through the word of God, God is speaking to somebody. Keep your soul saved on Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as a song say, I woke up this morning with my mind. Hallelujah. Stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. And then it went on to say, I woke up this morning with my mind. Stay on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stay on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I know I can't sing, but that's all right. It ain't no harm to keep my mind. Stay on Jesus. Oh, it ain't no harm to keep my mind. Stay on Jesus. It ain't no harm to keep my mind. Stay on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. One day God will give me a voice to sing. But I'm telling you this. You got to wake up with your mind stayed on Jesus. And you got to curse that enemy at the root. And let him understand that God is my keeper. I'm connected to God, amen, through the umbilical cord. And even though he's in heaven, there is a supernatural thing that he's doing in the earth realm. I cannot fail. I cannot fall. I will not give up. I will not weaken. I will not turn my back on God. I will not turn around and go back into sin. But I'm going to run, amen, forward to God who is the author and finisher of my faith. And so Job's friend, although they tried to find a reason to his suffering, I'm telling you today, some of you are suffering ministers, and you haven't did nothing. Satan, the land on you and weaken you to the point that you want to give up. But I'm going to tell you to hang on in there because you are connected to the umbilical cord. You're connected to your life source. And his name is Adonai Elohim. Oh, I bless him. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. He can't leave your shot none of us. So the Bible went on to say, when God was finished with Job, he told Job, he said, now your friends, they going to need your prayers. All that you're going through, saints, it's only, amen, a test, amen. But when the enemy come in, amen, and go beyond the will of God, and sometimes he do and he don't make it a test anymore, but he try to come in to steal, kill, and destroy throughout the, amen, the circumference of your walk with God, God will set up a standard, and he'll tell, amen, the enemy to get back, touch back my anointed, not do my prophet no harm. And then he said in the book of Peter, the 5th chapter, after you done suffered with him a while, he got settled, you spent in you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And you'll be able to do and receive the things that, amen, God has planned for your life. Saints, don't give up. Hallelujah, Shana, Messiah. And don't turn around. God is all right today. I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to wait on him till I see my change come. I'm going to wait on my point of time. Hallelujah, Messiah. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. That means you've been refined, that the enemy can't touch you no more. That means that you have been strengthened, that every time the enemy will try to come in, you'll be just like Lester Sumrall. He said there were three things, excuse me, that you had to master. You had to master your mind, the thought that the enemy put in your mind. And then he said you're going to have to master those lust demons that will come in and try to take away your love, those familiar spirits, my God. And then you had to master your mouth, amen. A lot of us don't want to stop, amen, eating. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in order to fast. But Paul said, he fed often, he was beaten often, he was whipped many times, he was shipwrecked often, but Paul kept this thing in focus, that the Lord God Almighty had told him there was a way that he had to take off this earthly tabernacle, and the only way you can take off this earthly tabernacle is by staying connected to an umbilical cord, hallelujah, so that you can be, amen, what God has called you to be, and do what God has called you to do, and then and only then will you see rest. My God, I wasn't planning on going in that direction. I was going to teach, amen, about end time revelation, but God, amen, had to finish what he started in me. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, last week I was talking to you, amen, about, amen, the Antichrist and the Prime Minister of Israel. And these things that God has said are going to come to pass, amen. And I had told you how God had literally commissioned Ezekiel to speak a riddle and a parable concerning Israel, amen, praise God, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, praise God. And the Antichrist, amen. And I told you that there are two Antichrists that are going to come up. And one of the things that we're going through a recession, amen. And the Antichrist is going to get 10 nations, amen. And these are legal nations that will follow him and make an treaty and alliance with him, amen, and pay tribute, amen, praise God. Now, the 10 nations are not going to come in until the Antichrist come into office. A lot of people think that the 10 nations are going to come before the Antichrist set up his office, but they're not going to come in until he gets in office in Jerusalem.
amen, and the inner Antichrist is going to cause them to pay tribute, amen, taxes for his services. He's going to tell them that he'll protect, amen, the world and the world issues, amen, and the people will think that the Antichrist can protect them, amen, amen, and he will literally bring in much deception. He comes from a military background, amen, and understand the strategies of warfare, my God. And then God had told me, thank you, Jesus, amen, hallelujah, that the highest form of government is through taxation. Israel paid taxes, tributes to different nations for protection, amen. Back in the olden days, they hired the Egyptians out, amen, Herod, amen, from Lebanon, amen, literally helped King Solomon get a navy together. They also paid taxes for the maintenance of the priests, amen, that worked in the temple. Taxes were paid for civil and temple needs. Taxes or tributes were paid for land, poll tax, and income taxes. Hallelujah. Taxes were also paid for export and import, amen. And I told you how the Antichrist is going to try to literally cause Israel not to be able to receive imports and exports. He's going to try to, amen, freeze Israel out from the world from getting any commercial, amen, support during hard times. When the economy gets so bad, Israel, by being away from praise God, the seas, amen, and the Mediterranean Sea that supports, amen, all of the area in the Middle East, amen. This Antichrist is going to stop imports and exports from getting into Israel. He's going to try to starve them out, amen. He's going to try to destroy them as far as technology is concerned, amen. Somebody needs to hear this. Each year, people spend a great percentage of their income on taxes. Even in America today, America is built up on taxes. America is built up on putting people in prison, amen, in order to bring in revenue. America is built up on taking houses from people that are, amen, struggling in order to maintain their own benefits. And this is sad. Amen. And then the sad thing about it, at the end, the government itself is going to take over everything. And we'll those that are, excuse me, those that are Christians are literally going to have to be able to maintain their livelihood. And I've given you instructions from the Lord on what you should do. Today we pay taxes to help support our national defense, for Social Security, welfare, health benefits, and for the elderly. And our state, amen, and local governments spend a large amount of revenue on police, fire departments, maintenance of roads, schools, and public hospitals, amen. Jesus told the chief priests and the scribes in the book of Luke 20:19-25 to render therefore tribute or taxes unto Caesar the things which be of Caesar's, and to God the things which be of God. The Antichrist will cause the entire world to be taxed, registered, and a census taken and a number given. And this is going to lead us to the information on who the Antichrist is. A lot of people don't know who the Antichrist is. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and 15, the 15 through the 18 verse, it speaks about the Antichrist causing everyone to receive his mark, his name, and his number of his name. Verses 18, praise God, states, here is the wisdom. Let him that understand count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Amen. Praise God. The Antichrist is not a woman. He's a man. Amen. And his father, amen, was the first Antichrist that came on the scene that was notable. Amen. And then after 70 years, amen, then this one, which will be the one that will really be notable, amen, and will fight against Jesus at the Battle of Armageddon, where Jesus is going to tie him up, amen, and leave his dead carcass, amen, hallelujah, to be seen that God, amen, is able to destroy the enemy. Hallelujah. And his number is 600-36. That's 666. Because the Antichrist will require a census taken, and each person will be assigned a number, with the advancement of technology in the future, it will be easier for the computer to store numbers rather than names. With the accessibility, even the Antichrist will be given a number. His number is 666. When you pull it up on the computer, you will know his address. He's not going to be exempt. The Antichrist will lead the people to believe that if these nations and the people do not receive the mark of the beast and pay tax, they will not be protected. Nor will they be able to buy or sell or trade on an international scale. Years ago, when Father Abraham time, Jacob time, King David and Solomon time, the people paid tribute for various reasons, for protection against their enemies, for various things, water taxes, anything that would come up that the enemy would try to cause them to pay taxes on. Again, we must understand that there are four beasts. There are three are fallen, and one is yet to come. The third, amen, amen, the three that, amen, are fallen are coming from Assyria, Babylon, Rome, amen. The fourth beast is Lebanon, and out of her will come two antichrists, one on the sea and one on the land. You can read that in Revelation chapter 13, amen, and all the way through. The first one would reign a short time, and after his death, 70 years would pass, and the last antichrist would reign. That's the Father and Son, amen. Praise God. Saints, I'm going to leave you at that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. My soul is on fire for the Lord. I have overcome. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to talk some more about the Antichrist. Amen. The Prime Minister of Israel. Amen. And what the enemy is trying to do. But there is one thing. Look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Satan is defeated. He's only showing you stuff to try to keep you distracted. But even in your distraction, keep on pressing forward, because God has gotten the victory, amen, before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Have a wonderful day. God bless.